And member for Chaffey, Tim Whetstone. Hello.
Morning, boys.
How you been? Looking well again? What's your secret? What are you doing? Every time you come in here, you're glowing.
Must be the potion. I don't know. Must be getting close to Christmas.
End of the year, that'll do it.
Yeah.
Now, it's been a big year. School Excellence Awards, you got involved with those last week?
Yeah, I did. It's been an ongoing process, I guess, for a few weeks now. End of year for schools and presenting those School Excellence Awards, and I think that's gone off pretty well. Got 36 schools in the electorate, so a lot of ground to cover, a lot of presentations, and a lot of medals to hand out.
All right. Also, Murray, the automated bus, is back in action.
Good old Murray. He's back.
The driverless bus. I love it. Yeah, you would have gone for a ride on it.
Yeah, I have.
Lockie, have you been on it?
No. I was in New Zealand when
it
got launched.
He doesn't speak much.
Right.
Yeah, no. I missed out on the pomp and fanfare of Murray getting rolled out, sadly.
Oh, we'll go down for an excursion in the
new
year.
I need to go for a ride on Murray. But yeah, right. Looking forward to Murray, the second phase, early next year.
Oh, second phase?
Second phase.
What's the second phase, Tim Whetstone?
I'm waiting for the third phase, and that might be that Murray might have a partner.
Oh. We have to come up with another name. Bonnie.
Could call it Princess.
Princess or Bonnie.
Murray
the
Princess.
Yeah. There you go. Shop local, important this time of year, close to your heart.
Very much so. And, as we all know, local businesses employ local people, and it's all part of every dollar spent in a local shop or a locally owned business means that's money going back into the local economy. Look, we know that people shop online. We know that people go to Adelaide or Mildura, but just spare a thought for those local businesses and look, give them a try. And if you think you're going to get something cheaper elsewhere, ask our local businesses, will they match that price? Mm. Will they order it in for you? Give them an opportunity to be able to sell you what you're looking for.
Now, the Chaffey electoral boundary is changing. Bigger area, less area, what does it mean for you?
Yeah, more river. It goes from, my boundary used to go down to Swan Reach, now goes down to Manham. And it still goes out far and wide, out through the north, the pastoral country, down to, the halfway house road, if anyone knows that, off the Sturt Highway, and then down through Sedan, Cambrai, all of those river communities, Walker's Flat, Penong, Bow Hill, and almost right to the doorstep of Manham. So, another 2,000 electors come into the electorate, and it just makes Chaffey an even bigger, better place.
So you have to schmooze a whole heap of new constituents. Is that what that means?
I don't schmooze them. I introduce myself to them.
Of course you do. Sorry, I used the wrong terminology. Well, that'd be exciting.
Well, it is. It creates a bit more work, but good hard work never hurt anybody. And, I'm looking forward to getting further down the river and, making sure that people are included in any of the consultation that comes with Chaffey. And, I think the opportunities now, we're seeing this current government put more money into the regions, and that just offers me that opportunity to spruik what the regions mean to South Australia and just how we can make it a better place to live.
Now, what does Christmas bring for you? What do you get? You stay local, do you? Go camping, head off? What's the story?
Yeah, look, I'll be around all of Christmas. I am going down my mother... having a Christmas lunch with my mother down in Adelaide, but otherwise I'll be back here enjoying the river, enjoying the weather, enjoying the Christmas spirit, and really looking forward to having a few days off.
All right, now it won't be. You're always working, even when you don't really have a day off, do you? You don't have a Christmas break.
Everyone's got my mobile number.
Yeah. Yeah.
You get a few texts from me every now and then when I've had a few beers sometimes. Has happened before.
Getting the scoop. Old scoop dog.
Never got a reply. Never got a reply on one of them.
Gets the sniff of a story and he's right onto it. Now, Merry Christmas to you, Tim. Thanks for your contribution, in particular with one little thing that we've. Really milked, of course. Polly's picks in the Pioneer.
The good old Pie, huh?
Eh?
It's my favourite newspaper.
Well, we've got a very special guest. Look, he's here in person. If it isn't bloody Hugh Recipe Maker. Hello.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for inviting me down this morning.
Yeah. Great to have you.
Breakfast dish.
Great to have you here, Hugh.
Great to have you. Nice to meet you, Hugh. We've spoken on the phone quite a bit. Yeah. Had a bit of fun, so nice to be able to...
able to meet in person.
Well, I'd say put a face to the voice, but we get the picture in the Pioneer. And speaking of pictures in the Pioneer, we wrapped it up yesterday. Tim, you come bouncing in. How am I going? Am I winning? Well, you've won. No surprises there. Now, the final tally for Polly's Picks in the Pioneer from when we started it, you've ended up on 70, okay, to Tony Passon's 37.
Almost doubled the score.
And I believe that Hugh's got a very special presentation to make this morning.
Oh, right.
This is a little something for you to cherish.
What have we got there, Hugh? You want to? I know radio is not really a visual medium, but we need to try and describe
this. We'll get a pick up on the website
to celebrate
straight after this.
I think I need to disagree. I think we've all got good faces for radio. Yeah.
All right, Hugh, what have you managed to come up with?
To celebrate, Tim's monumental victory in this year's Polly's Picks, we printed up a very special Thursday front page of Murray Pioneer just to
have a look at this.
Oh, would you look at that?
Commemorate and make it official.
It's a headline, Tim's the man. Member for Chaffee, easy winner in local radio station photo competition. This is brilliant.
And that's really cool.
Key highlights of the year there.
I guess we say winners are grinners and the rest can please themselves.
And the most appropriate photo right in the centre there. That is just
That's one that I took.
And note that it is Riverland wine.
Absolutely. So that was a good effort in the end. 70 to Tony Passon's 37. Tony's going to be actually joining us tomorrow morning. So do you have a message for him that we can...
I'll send in the Wheaties.
And Hugh, that is just beyond what we were expecting. you've absolutely blown me away with that. That is brilliant.
Glad you guys like it. Yeah, well, we put our 100% effort into making every page at the Pioneer.
There you go.
Even satirical fake ones.
even muck around the page. It's great. So we're not going to count next week, Hugh, because there's one more edition of the Pioneer. So we're actually not going to start. What did we decide? Were we going to start it from next week or in the new year?
Oh, I think it was the new year.
Yeah, I think it was the new year. Yeah. We decided on that. So we'll reset the tally to 0-0 and fire off another big year in 2021 for Polly's Picks in the Pioneer.
Can Tim go back to back?
Bring it on. Congratulations, Tim.
Thank you. Very well. Look, I just want to say thank you not only to yourselves here for keeping everyone informed, but also to the Murray Pioneer team for the good work that they do. You know, local papers also support local jobs. And I guess every morning listening to Anthony punch it out with Lockie interrupting every now and again is always always good to listen to. But I think all the media are serving this Riverland really well. So thank you.
All right, and thank you for your great work this year, and we look forward to catching up real soon.
Yeah, look forward to it. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. Merry Christmas to you and yours. And Hugh, thank you very much for popping in.
We'll come more often now.
Yeah, we'll come in every Wednesday. We're happy to do it in person rather than over the phone.